amazing. It's just, look, it's Tappy Cheltenham, isn't it? We're back here. It's proper jumping racing, and you know, it's fantastic. And so lucky to have such a lovely horse. You know, we were a bit frustrated last year at Ludlow when he got disqualified, but then he ran a blinder in the EBF.
Sefton.
In the Sefton. In Sefton, he didn't quite get home, but anyway, look, he came here today. He's been working really well, and we were really, really confident. He was meant to run at Chepstow in the novice race at Chepstow. He got colic on the day, so he didn't run. So this was plan B. So great start.
And you say he didn't quite get home over 3 miles at Aintree. It looked as though he wouldn't have any problem going further than that today. He's toughed it out well.
Yeah, I know. I think it was the end of a long season, and he travelled very well in the Sefton till about two out. And then, you know, and the great thing about, you know, having Paddy Brennan riding for you is that if they're not going right and things aren't, you know, he's a great man to have in your corner. He nursed the horse home, and, you know, he came back in and kept all the owners happy, and we're here today.
And he had a side of the front soon enough, and he was a bit babyish at times last season. Is that a measure of how much he's grown up over the summer?
Yeah, like I said, we were a bit frustrated at the time when we lost at Ludlow, but it's probably been the making of him. He's a novice now for the rest of the season. So, you know, and I got to say well done again to Sally for this. Is another purchase. She bought Brief Ambition, won the Buntmore for us yesterday. So she's doing well. She's doing as well with the buying as I am with the training. So
this is good. Your partner, Sally Randall.
Sally Randall, yeah. So Sally bought this one, yeah.